Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk to Mike Griffith from Dog Nation as we talk dogs. And Mike, I'm going to let you hear a soundbite coming up in just a little bit. We had a chance to visit with Jalen Walker yesterday on his thoughts on Kirby and the job he's doing. I want to get your thoughts on Kirby and the job he's doing, especially after the beatdown of Texas last weekend.
Oh, wow. Amazing, right? I mean, Gunnar Stockton's at the heart of it. The defensive growth's at the heart of it. I mean, look, guys, when Kirby told us at the beginning of the year that he'd have to coach up the bottom of the roster because 54% of the roster was first- or second-year players, it kind of had the look and feel of a reload. A rebuild is a little strong for Georgia, but a reload, certainly. I mean, when they're fighting it out with Austin Peay and FCS schools at their one-yard line in the fourth quarter with a chance to draw within seven, you're kind of thinking it's going to be a long year. But, you know, we've just watched this team grow before our eyes. You know, it's the rise of Georgia football is a story. And, you know, I was talking with Steve Spurrier earlier tonight on a unrelated matter, which you could probably guess. he said, right now, do you think Georgia's the best team in football in the SEC? And even if they don't go to the SEC title game. So, you know, people are taking notice that the win over Texas was probably more convincing than anybody would have imagined. And then the way that Kirby did it, you know, a 4th-and-1 from his own 36 with a 4-point lead in the fourth quarter, an onside kick, and really just turning Gunner loose and the velocity that Gunner's putting on the ball. I mean, this is not the same quarterback that we saw in the G-Day game.
That's a great point, Mike. I mean, the team has evolved. We joked around about Mike Bobo. You and I had that conversation before the season began. I thought Bobo's play calling against Texas has been, all his play calling has been exemplary, maybe save for 3 or 4 play calls against Alabama. But it was perfect. We talked about having the entire Texas defense thinking it's a run play and then hitting the Humphreys with the touchdown. That was perfect.
Oh, unbelievable. It's so much better when your guys actually catch the ball, right? You know, I kind of wondered about last year with 36 drop passes. I mean, they're sitting here now, I think, with 13, you know, by comparison. And you saw what happened to Texas. I mean, early on in the Texas game, you know, Arch Manning had 3 passes dropped. You know, if those passes get caught, you know, maybe it's more of a game. But, you know, it's execution is what it is. And that goes back to coaching. But let's give Bubba some time, right? I mean, he didn't recruit all these guys, and it takes time to work with a quarterback. And I don't know that Carson Beck and him ever really saw eye to eye. You know, in fairness to Carson, I mean, he went through, you know, different, you know, coordinators and offenses in addition to the drop passes. But, you know, Gunner's a guy that, you know, the Bobo family's known for a long, long time. And when you give a coach time to work with a guy and build an offense around him, and there's a different confidence level from the player to the coach, it can make all the difference in the world.
I want to play this for you. This is Jalen Walker, Falcon now, Atlanta Falcon, always a dog. But he stopped by yesterday as we were there at Flowery Branch.
Man, is he impressive, brother.
He is. He's great. He's got leader written all over him. I'll say this before we play this, and this might be a stretch for some people who've never had a chance to meet the young man. If he wasn't playing football, he would eventually be a CEO of some company. That's how impressive he is when you talk to him. But we asked him about Kirby. I want you to hear this, and then I want to get your thoughts. Mike Griffith, here's Jalen Walker.
You know, tough coaching. it's not the place for you. And mind you, I lived that. I lived that that lifestyle for those 3 years and seen the guys before me live that lifestyle. The thing is I love about Coach Smart, he doesn't change. With this new space,
right,
going into the NIL realm and things like that, I know that that might change. But the way Coach Smart coaches and pushes those people to that standard, it will never change.
He's talking about tough coaching. Is there anybody that coaches their kids tougher than Kirby?
Well, you know, when it comes to expectations, I think the bar is set high. You know, when you've won two national titles and you've produced more NFL players over the last 5 years than anyone else, and you're competing in the SEC amid a changing landscape. I mean, you know, Kirby makes no secret that when you come to Georgia, it's a different place. And it's not for everyone. I mean, there's no shame in that. There's a different level of coaching here. There's a different level of accountability. I kind of equate it to Tom Izzo at Michigan State in basketball. I mean, these are tough coaches, and you've got to know what you're signing up for. And you know, a lot of athletes, K.J. Bolden, he'll tell you, you know, that's what you want. You want a coach that's going to demand the best and push you further than you thought you could go. I feel like I'm making a pitch for the 82nd Airborne. You know, that's what they told us. You know, we're going to take you guys farther than
Mike
you ever
Griffith,
thought you could go.
Be all you can know, be.
Well, thank goodness, you know, for the GI Bill in my case, but there's no doubt about it. And that's as a young man, any young person, young man, young woman. I mean, ultimately, we all want the American dream. We all want to maximize. We all want to set a high self standard for ourselves. And Kirby Smart's not going to apologize for demanding that out of you every single day. Complacency is the enemy. Failure is not an option. And that's the credo over there in that football building. And it sure sounds good from the outside, but, you know, these guys got to live it. That's tough.
Well, it's almost like anachronistic in the last 4 or 5 years and how college football has changed. If you can find the right people, that's always been, you know, the bugaboo, finding those guys that will do the things that these guys are doing that, you know, Jalen Walker talked about in that soundbite we played. Mike Griffith from Dog Nation is with us. Obviously, this week, a bit easy. Concerned about Georgia Tech? It seems like Georgia Tech's defense has struggled so much of late that it's all of a sudden the matchup we were looking for is maybe not the same game now.
Yeah, you know, I think Kirby Smart goes into every game with some concerns. I mean, I'm sure he's drummed up some concerns about Charlotte. You know, I mean, they're a 43-point favorite. But there's things that he wants to get accomplished. There's guys that he wants to get healthy. There's depth that he needs to build. I mean, hey, if we're having this conversation last year, sure would have helped to get Gunnar Stockton a few snaps in the month of November. I mean, little did we know he would have to go in and play in the SEC. But this is the way it goes. I mean, you know, there was a time Stetson Bennett was a four-stringer, and you know, lo and behold, you know, look what he developed into with some game reps and opportunities. So I think you want to get Ryan Puglisi some action this week against Charlotte. You know, you want to get some guys rested up and give some other guys some opportunity. When guys play, it's a happy locker room. It's a really healthy scheduled game, a really smart scheduled game. Last year, you remember, you know, Georgia was coming out of that four-quarter game with Tennessee when they had to come from 10-0 down, and Georgia Tech hit them fast and hit them hard. I don't think Georgia's going to be as exhausted, as unprepared. I think you're probably going to see 75% of that Mercedes-Benz Stadium wearing red and black. And, you know, I hope the payday was worth it for Georgia Tech because they punted home field advantage.
Give me your thoughts, Mike Griffith, on the college football playoff and what your take on what they're telling us. I think, obviously, Georgia is, as we speak, a top four team. Is that good or bad? Where are you at on this?
Well, I don't have an issue with where Georgia's ranked, but, you know, the presupposition that the Big Ten is superior, I don't know what it's based on. If they're going to tell you it's based only on the season, the comparative score that I see is Texas 14, Ohio State 14, Ohio State 7, and Texas outgained the Buckeyes by more than 100 yards and held them under 100 yards rushing. So if we want to go with transitional properties, that doesn't hold water. If we're looking at this season alone, you know, but they are two of the three undefeateds, and after the way A&M, you know, folded in the first half before that tremendous comeback against South Carolina, I suppose you could make that argument. But early on, I don't think you could. And that's where I have a problem with this. And, you know, anytime something doesn't make sense to me, I always look for the money. I follow the money. That always brings you to the answer. Let's face it, the Big Ten's got the three largest media markets in the country, Los Angeles, Chicago, and New Jersey. Television executives have a stake in this. The sitting athletic directors have a stake in this. The former coaches, none of them from the SEC. These are people who have inherent bias. We're human beings. It's how we're built. And it has not worked out in the favor of the SEC. As far as the playoff picture and how it'll shake out, I'm not convinced that Georgia would hold the number four spot if they do not play in the SEC championship game.
Really?
Texas Tech is at number five. You'll note that two Big 12 teams were moved into the top 25 in this most recent ranking.
Texas Tech's strength of schedule can't hold up, can it?
Well, right now it wouldn't, but as I was saying, if you look at the current top 25 of the CFP, they've moved Arizona State to 25. That's the team that beat Texas Tech. And then Houston also moved into the top 25, and that was a team Texas Tech beat 34-11. So both games look a lot better. And don't forget, if Georgia's not playing in the SEC championship game, they're going to be sitting idle, and Texas Tech's going to be on TV probably beating BYU's brains out, scoring an impressive conference championship win. So I wouldn't get comfortable with that notion quite yet. We saw Texas Tech jump over Ole Miss on a Saturday when Ole Miss won 49-0 over the Citadel with 6-1 yardage ratio. nothing is outside the bounds of probability or possibility. But the way I look at it, I don't think it really matters too much if Georgia's in the 4 or 5 seed. Because as the 4 seed, they would play the winner of the 5-12. As the 5 seed, they would play that 12 team, which is going to be one of the group of 5 teams, and those teams aren't very good. I think you can pencil Georgia in for a January 1st or a December 31st bowl game in the quarterfinals.
And, Mike, where do you fall? We talked about it. We played the soundbite earlier with Kirby. Do you like the idea of having the month off, or do you want to see them in the – I know Kirby, he wants to be in the – they play for SEC championships. They got lost last year after the loss to Notre Dame, but they still won the SEC. You want to be in that game?
I mean, that's like asking T-Rex if he wants to go to the sheep. I mean, it's not really going to matter ultimately. You know, I do think there's something to be said for hanging another banner and making it to 5 straight SEC championships games, which only Steve Spurrier has accomplished. And you know, as we continue to chisel Kirby Smart's face out on the Mount Rushmore of SEC coaches, it would be another feather in his cap. After, I mean, the guy's already gone 37-3 the last 5 seasons in SEC regular season play. Only Nick Saban equals that. Spurrier had a 36-4 run, and Georgia beat what, 7 top 10 SEC teams in that run. So it'd be good to see Kirby hang another banner. I know that's what he wants. I know that's what all the traditionalists want. As far as time off, it didn't really work out for him too well last year. But at the same time, playing in the SEC championship game cost him their starting quarterback. So I think there's an argument to be made either way.
Great stuff. Mike Griffith, tell everybody where they can follow your stuff, man.
Yeah, you can find me on AJC.com in the sports section, or on Twitter at MikeGriffith32, as well as DogNation.com.
All right, man. Great job, as always.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Icky feels we're too soft on Mike. I think we have a good rapport with Mike.
No, Mike's great for us, man. What are you talking about? Mike, man, take care. We'll talk soon.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, we talked about Kirby. We didn't play this earlier, so we're going to play it for you, what he had to say about Gunner and his thoughts on the SEC championship game. He thinks it's still important, which tells me that's what he's telling his team. We're going to play that for you and get you caught up on the latest, guys, of what's going on around the world of sports. We are live and have been today at Zuka, 2860 Atlanta Roads in Smyrna. It's been a great afternoon for us. Stay right there. We got more to get to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.